Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, God is speaking. He's speaking in volume. The biggest way God speaks to us is by his word, just reading his word. And quite often when you read God's word, because it's living, it's active, it's sharper than a double-edged sword, it penetrates to the dividing of bone and marrow, thought and intent, the attitudes of the heart, that sometimes God will even take that word that you're reading and speak to you about it, and even in a dream. You got to listen. This is Cooper. Cooper is, he's eight.
He's eight.
Mm-hmm. He's eight. He's having another experience as he's going, he's reading God's word. It's like literally God is showing it to him, he says, you know, after his experience in it. Check it out.
So, Cooper, you were telling me you had a dream last night?
Yes, I did.
Well, you want to tell me about it?
Mm-hmm. It all started when we saw a black hole in the ground, all had electricity coming out. We all looked in. It was black.
Who was we?
Like, my friends, and my mom, and my dad. It was black and hollow. Then we started to hear something. And that was the devil arriving in the shape of a dragon with six heads. They each had spikes on its head.
What color was the dragon?
Red. Had six heads. Spikes going down his neck. And then we saw light in the sky. That was God. He said, oh, and the dragon tried to make us bow down to him. And then there's the crack of light. And God came out and said, you shall not make these people suffer. And he put his hand down up and threw a lightning bolt straight into the dragon.
Was the dragon by himself?
No. There were four men. The conqueror, war, famine, and death. Their horses were white, brown, green, and black.
Were they riding the horses?
Yes. They had these tools in their hand. The conqueror had a bow and arrow with crown. War had a sword with armor. Famine had a something like a balance beam. And Death had an axe.
Mm-hmm.
A special kind of axe, like a flag,
mm-hmm.
but curved.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with the red dragon.
And you said the sun stopped shining?
Yes. The sun was blocked. The moon turned red. The stars fell. And back to when God comes.
Does he come by himself?
No. When he threw that lightning bolt at him, at the devil, he called his men. All thousand of them.
Thousands of them?
Yes. And some had chains wrapped around his neck.
The dragon's neck?
Mm-hmm. The chains were to pull him back into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled and pulled all night and day until they finally pulled the dragon into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were all free. God opened the gates of heaven. And we all went in.
And we did?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Did you remember anything else about the dream you want to share?
God was wearing a bright robe. And he said, "Do not be afraid. That I am with you."
That is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is Cooper. That's so amazing, his experience in God, as he's just reading the words, coming alive, and he's sharing it, and he's saying, even he's having dreams about the Word of God, and you think, well, you know, what is this? It's just some kid's imagination and all that. Well, let's just look. Let's find out. Let's look at the book of Revelation, chapter 13. What does he say in chapter 13? Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. This is what John, the writer of it, was saying. He says, "Listen, then I saw a second beast coming out of the ground." Let me say it again. "Then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon."
Mm.
Isn't that wild?
Mm.
"It exercised all the authority of the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast." Remember, he was talking about, he was saying that it was trying to make everybody worship.
Bow down.
Yeah. Bow down.
Bow down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. "And trying to make everybody worship the first beast," is what his revelation, "whose fatal wound had been healed." This is where the person, you know, the Antichrist, goes down and comes back up again.
Mm-hmm.
"And it performed great signs and even caused fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people. Because of the signs, it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast. It received the it deceived the inhabitants of the earth." And that's what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it kept on trying to deceive people and you know, whatever. "And it ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their hands or on their foreheads so that they could not buy or sell," which is do business, "unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This wisdom," this is called wisdom, "let the people have insight, who do have insight, calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And the number is 666. It's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This encounter, mm-hmm, this young man named Cooper's having. Why is this important? This is important for so many different reasons. First of all, about taking this mark of the beast so you can do business. Today, the excuse so many people who say they're following the Lord give about not living for God, who are doing things that God calls evil and or avoiding being faithful to God's leading or taking their time in their life to worship and serve God, is their job. They need to make money. It's just business. And the whole thing is about business. It's all about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's so important, because he's going to be forcing this spirit of the land, and this man, it's going to be a man, you know, that is doing this in the context of that. And they say, "Well, what's the big deal? You know, it's just business. God will understand." Some people say, just because you take the mark doesn't mean, you know, that you can't still be a Christian.
Right.
Well, Revelation chapter 14 responds to that, because today, right now, this what's pressing right this one moment is, how are you going to do business?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, and listen, if in fact, according to George Barnum, regular church attenders who go at least twice every other week are robbing from God and stealing from God. 97% are robbing from God and his tithes and offerings. 97%. They've already bought into the wrong economy. You know, and it says, "Wide is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life, and few that find it." And so the economy, it's not just, okay, I got my walk with Jesus, but my money is my money. My economy is my economy. I can do business, you know, ever how I want to do business. That's not what he's saying here. He's saying, listen, if you decide to do business like the beast, like the world system, it's not going to be good. Because look here, Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 through 13 says, and a third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and its image and receives its mark. In other words, first of all, you're not going to be allowed to do business in that dark culture, in that dark way, unless you get the mark, right? So
right.
If you bought right. in to doing it and you went ahead and took the mark, if anyone, this is the word of God, if anyone worships the beast, which means, remember, that he's trying to get them to bow down or forcing people to worship it. Mm-hmm. If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives its mark on their forehead or on their hand, they too will drink the wine of God's fury, mm-hmm. which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. Think about it. This is, you better pay attention. I mean, if you've got to understand, we got to pay attention to what's taking place, because you're going to be suffering from God's wrath. He says they will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. That's capital Lamb. That's Jesus. And the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. Listen, it's important how you do business.
That's right.
It's important if you take this mark or not. And you're only going to really know whether if you're supposed to take it or not, if that's it or not, if you're actually following Jesus, not religion. You're going to have to be an abider and follow Jesus. There's going to be great deception. There will be no rest day and night for these folks, for those who worship the beast and its image, or for anyone who receives the mark of its name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus. Listen, this is our hope. Our hope is an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Not do you know of him, but do you know him? Whether it's in Cooper's dream or the book of Revelation, just like we read, let me tell you something. It's happening before our very eyes. Right this moment, economies are rising. And what we've been shown in 6 minutes, the American economy is going to crash and the life as we know it is going to change on the face of this earth. You don't want to get into the line that says, if you want to do business in the world, if you want to do business in the future, then you have to take this particular device, this particular mark, this particular thing. You want to be able to pay attention and be willing to die for something, just refuse it, you know, to die is gain. Mm-hmm. And understand that if you'll do that, God will provide for you. Mm-hmm. He'll cause stuff to come out of the soil that never happened before. And all of a sudden you can eat, you know, wheat and barley, you know, something just starts happening. That's he teaches right. you how to grow things, or he rains manna from the sky, but don't take the mark. He said, this requires patient endurance on behalf of the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.